I couldn't say how long I've loved you for. I just knew from the moment I saw you, something changed inside me. I used to be so sweet, polite, and innocent. The perfect daughter. The best friend everyone wanted to confide in. And now I'm just... obsessed. For lack of better words. You did this to me. I behaved like this because of you. I can't even see you right now. All I have is this stupid picture with your perfect face on it. Your nose, eyebrows, heck, even your soft lips. I can't wait to feel how nice it is to finally kiss you. Soon. I will get what I want. My daddy taught me that if you want it hard enough, you can make it happen. Those silly girls online with their dumb manifestations. If you think about it, you can will it into happening. Absolutely not. Those dummies will never get what they want. But me? Oh. I don't need to imagine it happening. I'll make it happen. It will be so precious, being able to see his face up close. I think the surprise alone will make him so placid and malleable. He's not had too much girlfriend experience, so when I practically throw myself on him, he'll just blush and be unable to resist. After all, I mean, look at me. I'm simply the best match for him. No other will do. I have it all. Long hair, big blue eyes, and a nice body to match. Guys find curves irresistible. It's quite literally hot-wired into them to love it. Oh, this plan is so genius. If I check my notes, everything will go off without a hitch. I'll pull him aside before we go to the gym, saying I want to confide in him. That will be a little nerve-wracking, seeing him so up close. I don't think I've seen into his eyes properly, but needs must. Then the fire alarm should go off, locking us in the stairwell. Since I'll barricade the exit from the other side. Then my darling will be locked in the stairwell with me and can't escape. How it ends will be interesting. He can come with me willingly or by force. I'm sure just talking to him will get him to understand what a perfect life he could have with me. He can be my dirty little secret. I mean, what man wouldn't want to be locked up in my basement? Cared for and pampered by me all day long. Not to mention drained. But that's for later. Now, I need to focus on getting a good night's rest so I can pull all of this off. Soon we'll be together, my darling. Hey, I'm so sorry to do this to you, but I couldn't think of anyone else who could possibly help me at a time like this. It's just, I've been struggling with a lot of issues. You're class captain, so I thought maybe you could walk with me. I have to get the truth off my chest or I feel like I'm going to burst. My heart is racing. I can feel it beat out of my chest. He smells so goddamn amazing and his eyes are piercing right through me. I can't take much more. Please, can we walk to somewhere a bit quieter? Thank you so much. I knew I could count on you. I guess the rumors are true that I heard about you. Oh, no, nothing bad. Actually, it's more like compliments behind your back. People say you're really upfront and, well, don't take shit, which is kind of odd. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said that. It's a rare quality these days. A guy who cares, but not too much to get bothered by something meaningless. Does that make sense, or am I senseless? It's so quiet here. Thanks for ditching class for me and trying to help out. Let me take my backpack off and maybe we can sit on the stairs. I know, this kind of thing is out of the blue for me. I'm usually pretty quiet and shy, I suppose. I struggle to make small talk and figure out how to continue a conversation. Or, well, I worry about me ending the conversation and making an awkward silence. I think they call it being an overthinker. Are you like that at all? I suppose not. That's another great characteristic about you. 3, 2, 1. Oh, we need to get out of here now. The door's stuck. Door's stuck. Oh, that's not right at all. What's happening? Please hold me. I'm scared. He took me into his arms without question. Oh my goodness, I love him more than I can bear. I don't think I'll need to give him any medicine at this rate. Yes, I'll follow your breathing. Thank you for helping me before I hyperventilate. It's just so frightening being trapped like this, but I feel so relieved being in your arms. Someone will come and get us shortly. Yeah, you're right. They will. For now, please don't let go. Your strong arms around me are bringing me so much comfort. I'm sorry to be all over you like this. I'm a mess, honestly. Oh? You don't mind? What do you mean? Oh! I suppose being a guy and having a girl clinging on to you isn't such a bad thing. It's been a while since I've felt so soothed. Is it always like this for you? You know, girls throwing themselves at you. Oh, it's not. I don't see why not. You're quite intimidating in general, but I think that's because I want you to like me. You know what I mean. Did he just get flushed there? I think he likes me. I can do it. I can make this happen. I just have to play cool. If I snap now, then it's all over. Must hold back. I need to let him lower his guard. You're making me feel so small. I can feel your hand rub my back, but it practically covers it all. Can I ask you a question? It's a bit personal, if you don't mind getting into it with me. Well, you agreed. Why don't you have a girlfriend? I mean, you're handsome enough. Heck, you're incredibly tall, so every girl is bound to want a piece of you. Even now, I'm actually kind of struggling to make eye contact with you because you do have an intimidating demeanor. Not to mention he could easily overpower me at any given second. It's making my head feel fuzzy if I entertain the thought too much. Oh, you haven't had much experience at all then, since there's a possibility we might die here. I know it's dramatic, but I really am scared. Look, put your hand on my chest. Can you feel that? His hand is on me. More, more, more. I guess I'll confess that I've never had my first kiss before. I'm not sure it's too much of a shock. I'm a little awkward and different. Some might even call me quirky, but not in a good way. In the, like, attention-seeker outcast way. It just seems to come so natural to you. I envy you. You're like the opposite of me, but the perfect other half. Oh, nothing, just my choice of words were a little funny. Oh no, you've helped calm me down. What else would help? If you touched my hair. Well, I don't think I could say no to a request like that. You seem so naturally caring. Is there any boxes this man doesn't tick for me? He's even caring for me? Oh god, I want him, I want him, I want him now! Oh, I've been growing it out for over 4 years now. I just think longer hair looks better and more attractive. What do you think? Would you change it if I left it up to you? You like the way I look. Thank you. That's really kind of you to say. I still can't get over how much bigger your hands are. Can I measure mine against yours? Oh. This is turning my brain into mush. I've never seen him so up close before, but we've already done so much together. I feel like I'm blushing so hard. Is he teasing me? Wait, that look on his face. He's holding my chin up. Is he about to go in for a kiss? Wait, are you about to do what I think you're about to do? Don't struggle, darling. Just let this happen. Sorry, I couldn't help but notice how perfectly vulnerable you were with your neck. I couldn't let a chance like that slip through my fingers. Oh, you'll understand. And forgive me very shortly. Go to sleep now. I'll be there to care for you on the other side. There. The ropes are nice and tight, so you can't think about going anywhere I don't want you to be. Oh, are you finally waking up? I worried I used too much with the medicine, shall we call it, but it seems like I have a hidden talent for guessing someone's weight. Hopefully you're pretty comfy. I thought lying down on the bed with your limbs tied was the best way. Do you like my soft pillow under your head, too? I bought it just for you. It's the same brand as the one you have in your house. Except, well, it's new and soft, and of course I sprayed my perfume on it. I want you to get enchanted by me after all. Oh, don't be so silly, dummy. You must know what's going on. Oh, I suppose I don't mind spilling it out for you, just this once. You're my boyfriend. Ta-da! I know, you're smart. It's not like you couldn't figure it out. I mean, look at the shrine I have of you. See all these photos? I took them of you. I wanted to be able to admire you right from my very bed. And maybe even worship as well. You don't see yourself the way I do. I've actually observed quite a lot, even if it's just our time in class that I observed from. I know I sit far away from you and, well, keep to myself, but it means I notice things others might not appreciate. Like how you helped the lecturer every morning to set up the class while she was pregnant. That shows me how you don't really care what others think with the silly teacher's pet remarks. You considerate others' feelings in the moment, and you're willing to act on what you think is right there and then. Or when you helped carry a younger classman to the nurse because he was too weak to do it himself. You didn't care. You just did it. I need a man like you. I want a man like you, heck, I demand a man like you. And here you are, in my bed, with me on top of you, looking down. I could take the gag off if you want to talk, or would you rather just observe me? I hope I'm not too heavy. I try to look after myself, you know. What girl doesn't want to be attractive to the opposite sex? But I guess that's all changed now. I just want to be attractive for you and only you. I don't need anyone else to find me cute or hot or sexy or beautiful. I just need you to love me. Nice and simple, really. You don't mind if I stroke your hair right? It's soothing. You seem a little panicked, but really, there's no need. Can I ask you something? It's a bit strange, or maybe unexpected. Would you say you might be struggling at all? Just with how life is, or how you're able to cope in general? I don't get it. How you're the perfect man of my dreams. But sometimes those who shine the brightest burn out twice as fast. Does that make sense to you? Can you relate to that at all? Now that I've been able to look at you, deep in your eyes, I think you might be struggling internally. If I'm overstepping my boundaries, you can just give me a sign and I can knock it off. It's just, I want to look after you. You need to accept my affection because I know what's right for you. A dose of me, of course. I just want to get the point across that I really am in love with you. I seek your approval. Anything you want me to do, and I'll do it just like that. No matter what, when, where, how, or why. You can count on me. Your girlfriend. Today marks our very first anniversary. Even though it's year zero, we can still enjoy ourselves. The day we finally became boyfriend and girlfriend. Sorry. Oh, sometimes I just can't control it. Oh, I get so giddy at the sight of you on my bed. Oh, you seem more relaxed now, at least. That's good. When we were together in the stairwell, do you remember what you did to me? That moment that we shared together. It was something that I thought only happened in fairy tales to princesses. No man has ever made me feel that way, so I want to return the favor. I understand this predicament is very unique. I doubt you'll ever find yourself in a situation quite like this. So I'll ask you a question. Are you as madly in love with me as I am with you? I love you. I love your hair. I love how you look. I love your body. I love how big your hands are. I love how caring and considerate you are. I love how you aren't struggling. I love how you don't fight the restraints you're in. I love how you don't try to bite the gag off. I love that you love me and only me. Now shall we try and have some fun? And I'll make sure you never want to look at another girl again. Oh.